morning I want to talk about transformations. The first transformation that we read about are from very bad people. These were the people of Nineveh. And Jonah, as you know, was called to preach to the people of Nineveh. And the reason he did not want to preach to them was that they were the enemy. These were people who were bad. And he did not want them to be good. He wanted them to be destroyed. So when God told him, go preach this message, he said, I don't think so. And you remember the story how he ran away from God, which you really can't do. And then he decides that he better obey after being 3 days in a fish and being thrown up on shore, that the second time God said, go, he said, oh, all right. But he preached the most wimpy sermon I have ever heard. He didn't tell them why or what, or he did tell them when. He didn't tell them how. All he did was go into Nineveh and say, in 40 days, you're all going to be dead. That was his message. So I am sure that the Holy Spirit of God sent the message home to these people. And they realized that they had better clean up their acts quickly. And so a fast was proclaimed, and these evil people all turned away from their wicked doings. And then it says God changed his mind. So God gave them a wake-up call, and they responded. And that's the first transformation that some of us go through. That's the transformation to avoid disaster. When you get a wake-up call. Have any of you ever gotten wake-up calls? Sometimes it's physically we get wake-up calls. Sometimes it's mentally we get wake-up calls. Sometimes we don't heed them, and we have disaster. I remember when my father was growing up, it was cool to smoke. It was not considered a health hazard. He was born in 1915, and all the modern research hadn't happened. And by the time that happened, he was hopelessly addicted to nicotine. One of the big problems was he loved it. He loved smoking. He never smoked in front of us kids. He wanted to show a good example, but he did not stop. Until at 68 years old, he couldn't breathe anymore. That was his wake-up call. And he decided he would rather breathe than smoke. So he stopped. And he was fortunately given almost another 20 years of life. But that was his wake-up call. And I said, Dad, how do you do this? Because you had so many attempts in the past. He said, well, A, I want to breathe. And B, every day I say to myself, I just don't think I want one. And that's how he lived for the next 20 years. He had a wake-up call and he heeded. But you notice that wake-up calls, you need somebody to say it. That's why we have in the modern day, we have interventions when we sit a loved one down and say, you're going the wrong way. Now they have a choice to heed that or not, but there's a wake-up call. And that's when we change, because if we don't, there's disaster, either in our marriage or in our home, or in our school, we have disasters. Sometimes kids have wake-up calls when they get an F in a subject, and they say, oh, I guess I have to study. That's my wake-up call. But most of us are not bad people. Most of us don't need wake-up calls when it comes to our faith. So there's the second transformation, and I find that in the Gospel of Mark. When those men were called by God, these were good people. They were hard workers. They took care of their families. They probably went to the temple on the Sabbath. They were good, righteous people who were working hard for a living, who were trying to do whatever they could to make ends meet. They had respect for their elders. James and John worked for their father and worked in the family business. These were good people. When Jesus called them, he didn't say, "Your sinners repent." He said, "Follow me, and I'm going to give you another job." And they did. And from good people, they became incredible. These people turned the world upside down because of their witness, because of their faithfulness, because of all the witness that they had when they were following Jesus. They turned the world upside down. They became incredible people. There's a lot of good people around that could become incredible by following Jesus. We follow him when we walk out the door of this church and we encounter people in this village and beyond. We follow him when we're in school. We follow him at work. Every time we do the things that we know Christ would have us do, we become more than good people. We become incredible people. And this is the call of God. That's the transforming power of the Spirit, is to take good people and make them so much better. I remember when I was a young pastor, I buried a lot of good people. Now, I am saying that facetiously, because every time I would go to the family and say, tell me something about your loved one, I'd hear the same thing. The eyes would glaze over and they'd say, he was a good person. Everybody liked him. And I got so sick of hearing that, I told my husband, when I die, nobody better say I'm a good person. I want to be something more than that. I hope that's your goal too, is to be something more than we are. And every time we follow Jesus, we can be something incredible, something more than we already are. Let us ask Jesus to transform our lives at work, at home, at play, whatever we're doing, that we are followers of Christ. Let us pray. Lord, I thank you that you don't wish anyone to fall into disaster, and that you give us wake-up calls. And I ask if there's anyone here that needs a wake-up call, that you would speak to that one. And for all those who say we're good people, help us to become better by following you in every aspect of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you stand with me for our closing hymn, number 600, Jesus Calls Us.